EPA's proposal includes language instructing users of a pesticide to, quote, not apply this product in a manner that results in spray drift that could cause an adverse effect to people or any non-target organism, end quote. Many farm groups have expressed concerns about the ramifications of including the words could cause on pesticide labels. Tyler Wegmeyer is monitoring the issue for the American Farm Bureau.
It's a zero tolerance. It's not no longer risk-based, but it's a hazard-based. So what could cause an effect? It doesn't say what you're specifically supposed to do. It just says don't do anything that could cause harm. Well, that opens up tremendous vagueness and opportunity for civil lawsuits, people to sue you if you do any harm, you know, if you have any potential to do harm. I mean, it is clearly craziness for EPA to do this.
A variety of technology is employed to prevent drift from happening, but it's largely accepted, including by EPA, that some drift will occur during chemical applications. CropLife America has established an online petition for growers and others to sign regarding the proposal. The petition urges EPA to maintain FIFRA's risk-based standard of no unreasonable adverse effects and remove unenforceable terminology from the proposal. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.